Kufches Amar Aleph.
So we are, Kufches Amar Aleph.
Read it more carefully, okay? Who wants to know? Talmud, it's a Rav Amai. Toshma. Amar Abaye, Ki Avina Be Mar. Who's Mar? Rabbi Rashba says. Zagina on Abirki da Hadodi. Kiasina, the bear of Yosef, Amalon, Lotrichsu, Morapa Kamara Shaman. We discussed yesterday at some length the idea of Rabbi Mubuk, Rabbi Shayna Mubuk. Rabbi Osai, I'm asking you a question. Did Rabbi give Rishus explicitly or implicitly for Abaye to do a Seba or not? How do you learn Pshat the Gemara? Let's read it together. Toshma, Lama Abaye, Ki Avina Beimar, Mitraba, Zagina Birchid Adodu, Ki Asina de Be'er Abyosu, Amalon, Lo Trichtu, Morab, Hakamor Shemaim. What's the case? With Rishus or without Rishus? I'm asking the Talmidim. You learned the Gemara. Everyone learned the Gemara. What's Pshat? With Rishus or without Rishus? So the Bach says, with Rishus. With Rishus. Despite the fact that there's Rishus, nonetheless, Lo Tzrichtum. That's a little surprising. But I want to read it to you, and you shouldn't think I'm making it up. This is the Bach in Siman Tov Ayin Beis. So this is false. Devei Rabba Nosna Rishus Laosev Hoyu Svur and Shemuchu Yavin Laosev. That's what I would say. Once they get Rishus, they're required to do it. Al Zeh Kamer Yosef, no. Lo Tzrichtu The Af Al Pi Shinosan Lachem Rishus Mikom Mekom Yim Atem Rotzim Ein Lachem Tzrichim Laosev Meachash Yeshchem Bisnasas An excuse She Ein Lachem Rotzim Laosev Machwas Yira The Mora Rabcha Kamer Shemayim. Even though the Rebbe gave you Rishus, it doesn't matter, you still don't want to do it. I read it to the Bach. That's the Bach. Open the Mishnah Brewers and see what he says. See what he says. You'll have a Mishnah Brewer. Open it up. Sipkon Tazayin. Before I get to the Mishnah Brewer, I'm reading the Drisha. The Drisha of Osai. The Drish writes over here in Sivkot Vav. Talmud of Nerava ain't tzarech. Quotes the Marashal. Lav dafka ain't tzarech. El elishle de gemara nakat. The masik amar bae lo tzrichtu. There it meant lo tzrichtu. Lav fuki mi mashan anogim veremar. Abo v'emes hu osur mitnei mora rabo. Talking about Rishus. V'nirli, the Zebra Zataya. She'ein tzorach l'kayim etzitzaseba. V'meila osu m'shamor rabcha. And Rav Yosef said, lo tzrichtu. And he didn't say osu, because it's automatically osu. V'chein ma'asha l'oshin rabbeinu ha-machaber. She'koz ha-tchila, ein tzorach. Machaber is the tour. Ein tzorach, right? Where is it? Tabel if the rabbi ain't tzorach haseba, Elam Kane, Yin Rabbi Rishus. What does that mean? And if he gives him Rishus, then it's tzorach. That's the lashon of the mechaber. Read the mechaber. Mechaber quotes the Torah verbatim. What does he say over here? Tabel if the rabbi ain't tzorach haseba, Elam Kane, Yin Rabbi Rishus. The Drisha sounds like he's right. The lashon of the Torah is mashmah, and the mechaber the same words. That if you have Rishus, you are required to do a seba, the opposite of the Bach. Because the Bach learned Ahol Gemara with Rishus, and the Drisha learned it without Rishus. Without Rishus. Take a look at both said the Mishnah Brua Tezayin. Elam Kane, V'oz Mechuyel Lasev. Oh, Chof. Maskonet HaPri Chodesh. Ritz Geitz. Then he said, V'chein Mash Malishat HaMachaber. Mid the cost of Ein Tzorach Elam Kane. Masa de Bezat Tzarech. We're just, he's quoting the Drisha word for word. There's only one problem. There's only one problem. The Beis Yosef wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Slight problem, right? That's what the Beis Yosef said about all this. Look at the Beis Yosef said about this very topic. The Beis Yosef writes as follows. He quotes our Gemara, and then he says as follows. Alma the kol shenasan lo rabba rishus lasev rashoy. He must have had rishus. Why? The imlokein. Hey, he have a shavik lo rabba lemevet isura. How did rabba allow Abaye to do an isur of haseba? Elavadai ayedei nesinis rishus shari. And he goes a step further. V'kevan shu roho yaroa v'shosek. Havik nesinis rishus. Wow. The old mid the Amalei Rav Yosef lo tzrichtu lo Amalei Aser luchul Ravidachim must be Nesinus Rishus. So then he says beferish it's Nesinus Rishus, and despite the fact that the Gemara is referring to a case of what of Nesinus Rishus, get an impression that okay Nesinus Rishus in that kind of case you don't have to do it. Doesn't say you must do it. There's no issue in the never said you have to. So the dig and the mechaber seems to me is a little bit weak, given the fact that the Beis Yosef seems to go in the opposite direction. I forgot the one I wanted to bring up. That was the Shultz. As you also forgot. Okay, I just had in mind to bring it up. I forgot it. I'll tell you about Pe. The Shultz and Simon Kuv Zayin. Huh? Parshas Tzav. Shildas Simakov Zion discusses what we overlook completely. Shulya Denagra. You're an apprentice by a carpenter. Tells him the Gemara, Chidash Gadol, what? You have to do a Seba. So the Shildas is bothered by the question, Pshita. Pshita. So what's the Havmini? You shouldn't have to do a Seba. And you're sitting in front of your boss who's in carpentry. Says the Shildas, Afal Gav, the Kol Yoma Avad La Yikra. The Salka Daitach, the Havale Kilab Urcha, Kamash Malon. Wow. A new Havamina. The Havamina is not that you're potter from doing a Seba because of Kavanah Torah. But as I mentioned yesterday in the Drash Shul, your Seba is no Seba. You're quaking your boots from your boss in carpentry. Your whole career depends upon him. Your mom is shaking like this. Yeah, I'll do a Seba with Derech Harris. What kind of Derech Harris? Your mom is quivering. Kamash Malon, you don't quiver so much from the boss, the carpenter boss. That's the Kamash Malon. It is considered to be Derech Eretz. Fascinating. The Shelah Shalom, on the side of the Shiltas, that's the small one, and the Tzim is big. The Shelah Shalom is Os Sadi Gimel. The Shiltas Lashitaso. What's that? The Shiltas Lashitaso, when it comes to an Isha. What did the Shiltas learn? Lav Darkinu L'Nashalim Yisgah. That's what they're talking. Frech the Shulta, so why in heaven's name should a carpenter apprentice be potter? I have to tell you a chiddush, which he makes up out of nowhere. Namely, you might have thought, now it's not derech a seba because he's scared of the boss. But it's a shelah shalom. According to the Shabbat of the Rashbam, namely, if the woman's afraid of her husband, would be obvious. The same as the woman is afraid of her husband, it's not their cheres. So too, the apprentice is afraid of the carpenter. You wouldn't have to make a big deal about it. So says the, excuse me, so says the Shelah Shalom. Now, in the Turin Shulchan Aruch it says, look carefully again, Turin Shulchan Aruch say, the Ben, I mentioned this already yesterday, Eitz Alavim, Sifei, Tzorach HaSeba, Afilu Hu Rabba Muvuk. I asked the question yesterday, how do you know? This whole din, Afilu Rabbos, is Tosus. But Tosus is based on the fact, Stam of the Milsa, very sort of Tosus over here. Mistam, that the average father teaches his son Torah. That's the last Tosus on Kuf Chesam Al. Is the last Stam father Rabba Muvuk? So the Prechadish already points this out. And there's no source for the Mechaber in Tosus. Insufficient source. Just to show you inside. The Prichosh is bothered by the kasha which we asked the yesterday. How did the Mechaber know that the Ben is chayav and aseh b'fnei Rabbah? Even Rabbah Muvuk, the source is supposedly Tosis, Tosis, but the Stam Far is not Rabbah Muvuk. This bothers the Prichosh. The next question, I thought of it myself, so I'm very happy that the Prichosh said it before me. Look what he writes. Even knows the Prichosh that the case of Kiddush and Tosis quotes. It's not the Stam. It's not Rabbah Muvuk. Look what he says, Achidish. This is Osei. Mikomakom. Ki hechi de tamam lefnei Rabbah in the Tzorach Hasebo. Afilo eilu Rabbah Muvuk. Me'ata hu adin leben etz alavim shein lechalik bein Rabbah Muvuk. Shein Muvuk. Rabbah say it's double or nothing. Plain Talmud cannot do Hasebo even in a Muvuk. A son can do Hasebo even Muvuk. What's the logic? Atam Fishastam Avin Beno Mochla Kvodo. Bafila Rabba Mubuk. Mochla Kvodo. So Rabsh Mochla Kvodo. For the Mochel. That's why it works. That's what the Pri Chodesh says. Fine. So now I come to the last point. You're going to segue us right into Purim. First, I'll tell you a Chiddush, which is more Parsha Zohar than the Purim, because after Parsha Zohar comes before Purim, right? So I'll tell you a Chiddush about that too. Rabosai, you all have a Rambam in the back, in the Ein Mishpat Amole. Let's read very carefully in Rambam. Perek Zayin at Osnama Tzimata, Halacha Vav. It's page Zion, last column 3, towards the top. Bechaldor v'dor. Chayev odom laharas es atzmo, kilu v'atzmo yotza ata mishivud mitzrayim, shenemar osan hotzi misham v'gom. V'al dovazeh tziva kodesh baruch hu v'torah, v'zacharto ki evad ha'yisa. They always tell you, you know, they give you the sources. The Rambam didn't tell you the source. Dvarim, hey, you doubt. Kolomar, ki'ilu atoba atzmacho ha'yisa eved, v'yatzos ha'lecheres v'nefdesa. Where did nefdesa come from? Where did yatzos come from? Now look at these two psukim. Dvarim, hey, doubt, aseres adivris. I don't know by heart. Is there a chumash in the room anywhere? No chumash? Come on. We used to have a chumash in Rashi. On chumash in Torah. Doesn't exist anymore? Took it away? Oh, thank you very much. So, v'zacharta. Okay, so I'm going to have the mitzvah. Beautiful. Thank you. Oh, we give our thanks to the IBC Student Council. Of 2 years ago that donated this. So we'll open up to Deuteronomy 5:14. Okay, Sarah Tadibus. What does it say here? Hey, your darling. It says as follows. Mizokharta. I'm sorry to say that this is wrong. It's Hey Tetzvok. Okay. Mizokharta ki ever is the best right. So we understand the word, right? What did Rambam say? Zachar together like Yisrael, totally quoted. Klomak ilu atal batzmachal Yisrael, and v'yotzos alachemus. V'yotziyachal. With the exact same phrase, Zachar together like Yisrael, found later on in Deuteronomy, in Devarim, in Parshas Kiseitze, Perek Chof Dalit, it says as follows. Oh, those had to show Yoyoso, those have a better Almona. There's a character, ki ever a Yisa be Mitzrayim. Vayif to Hashem will look at. It's where the Vinit Nason. He quotes two psukim, presumably referring to both. Very nice. I have a very fundamental question about Sai. When is this mitzvah obligatory? Once in the context of Aseret Dibros. Once in the context of being careful not to discriminate against the ger or yosem and almona. When? All the time. What in heaven's name does this have to do with Pesach night? So pilei ployim. How can the Rambam quote a pasuk has nothing to do with Pesach night as a source for? Look at how he keeps going. Keeps going. Lefichach shel sada belayla hazeh. The mason there are chayrus and avakayus. What are you talking about? Going to pesukim we have all year long. What's going on over here? Hello, Dabru.
I mean, he's not really talking about Pesach night.
Well, well, well.
I mean, he is, but he doesn't limit it.
So what's going on? The answer of Osa is, unfortunately, the Eimishvah Amoli is not quite Amoli. It starts Halacha Gimel, which is a big mistake. It should have started Halacha Aleph. Okay, what's, and who wants to guess to Halacha Aleph? You can give a guess, I guess. What's Halacha Aleph? That's right. The basic mitzvah, the Safi and Sibius Mitzrayim. What is the proof text? What source does the Rambam cite in the very first halacha, Perek Zayin, the Chama Tzimatza, halacha Aleph? What does he quote as the text for this mitzvah? Mitzvah Saseh Shal Torah, the Safi and Venisim, and the Flow, Shanah Salam Sam and Mitzrayim, and the Chavishos and Venisim. Shanama! Drum roll. A pause many of you say every day. Zachor esayom azeh sheyatosim in Mitzrayim. Huh? What is that? That's found, as I'm sure you know, in Parshas Kaddish, in Exodus 13, and the end of Parshas Bo. Right. 13:3. After Kaddish Yikol Bechor, Zachor esayom azeh sheyatosim in Mitzrayim. When? Says Rashi, Limed Shemaskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yom! And Rashi didn't make it up. Mechilta. Same problem with the Rambam. What's he talking about? Why is he going to the Pasuk, which has nothing to do with the 15th night of Nisan? Not for the Mechilta against the Rambam. So if you look in the same permits of the Rambam, he quotes the Mechilta to prove his point. He said, he quotes his pasuk. He says, the Mechilta says that it's the mitzvah which should be fulfilled when? On the 15th night of Nisan. So you saw the IS, you see, the Mincha Schinuch, the Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, talks about these things. What's the source for the Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim? Okay. Okay. He quotes there is at the beginning. This is in Sifkot Aleph in the Minchas Chinuch. He says, Rashi says, Maskir is trying to call you home. What's going on? He quotes a Mechilta. Rashi got it from a Mechilta as well. Rambam quotes a Mechilta, says Fakert. Something is wrong over here. What does the Mechilta say? Will the real Mechilta please stand up? What's the answer, Rosai? The two Mechiltas. Sorry, didn't it? The two Mechiltas, Rosai. That's right. There's the Mechilta. L'chora Kosher, says the Mechilta Sinuch. Why do we learn from Zohar Mitzvah Mazeh B'derach Tzivut? Kimlu the pasuk that Marvel El Tetzvah. Kimavua kam Barambam of a Mechilta. What Mechilta? The Rashbi. The Mechilta Tachas Yadi. That's the answer. The Rashi quotes the Mechilta of Rabbi Shmuel, the most famous one. And the Rambam quotes the Mechilta of the Rashbi. Some kind that was taken from the Rambam. That's a whole another discussion. Whatever. Okay. So the Rambam with Mechilta the Rashbi holds in Halacha Aleph, it's based on Zohar. That's Halacha Aleph. And he goes further and quotes another pasuk in Halacha Aleph. What's that? Uminayin Shebelel Chamisha Asa. How do we even know this? Shenema vigada lebincha bayom ahu lema bavruzeh. And he goes on to quote Agada. B'shal sheish what? Come on. Matzul morar munochem lefonech. That's his sizvart. But the question becomes, why in the world are you quoting a pasuk yourself, Zachat Gevaris, which applies all year long? Zach Pilei Ploy. What's going on over here? So how does it all add up? So I'm going to quote another pasuk with Rashi, yes?
Does it really mean that we resolved the one halacha where he quotes...
In halacha Aleph, he quotes psukim, which both refer to Leil Tetzvah. Zachat Seyom Hazeh. Which you quote the Mechilat Rashbi is Tetzvah. How do you know? We got the Yom Avu Lema, presumably Rav Ruzeh, Chazal Darshan, Matzumar. That's Halacha Al. So why Halacha Vav? You're quoting a Pasuk, which is all year long, nothing to do whatsoever. The Chad, the Sarah said, Dibris, that's not talking about Leil Tetzvah. Come on. In the middle of Gei Yosef Amar about Ashkid, what does it mean? Yes?
Is there a better Pasuk to quote it to make the point?
Good question. Good question. Well, Vigadol Lebenoch itself is a very good pasuk. This quote, I would always quote that pasuk.
But that doesn't say the harvest itself.
Good.
Isn't that the pasuk in Mishnah?
Which pasuk? You mean in Mishnah Kuf Tezayin?
Yeah.
Let's look together. Let's look together. You have to look at Shas. It's the Tuk and Rama. We're talking about Shas. Look together. Dar vadar chayv adam liyosis atzuk kutzayim lebeis kilu yotzim mitzayim shenemar vigata levincha bayom lema davazeh osan shalim says mitzayim. That's the only pasuk that's quoted. Am I right? So that's quoted. As a matter of fact, if you look at the side, it's not even in the Mishnah either. Not even in the Rambam's Mishnah. So no pasuk is quoted. But at most that pasuk is quoted. So Rabosai, let me ask you a question. Did you? How many parts of Krishna would you say today?
Three.
How about last night?
Three.
Yeah. On what basis? What basis? On what pasuk? What pasuk? What pasuk? Where did you get an idea to mention it? You would see Shem every day, even every night. Where did it come from? What? Oh, man, knows I got a clue. Deuteronomy again, 16:3. The Mantiskas Yom Tzeis the Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha. Kol Yemei Chayecha, right? We know Yemei Chayecha Yomim, Yemei Chayecha Alelos. Everyone knows it. It's Mishnah Brachas. It's the end of the first part. Knows it by heart. Only one problem, Rabosai. One major problem. Leman Tiska, meaning Rashi. Ayidei Achilas HaPesach VaMatzah. After all, that Rashi is a Pashtun. What does it say there? What does it say in the previous Pesukim? He sees a Pesach, Zavach the Pesach, Tovel of Matzahs, Leman Tiska. It's obviously going on Pesach. So what are you saying? Kliyam Echayach every single day. What's going on over here? It's like Pilei Ployim. It's against the Mishnah? Is it Machlokas HaTanoim? I'll tell you a Chiddush Nifla. My Pshat is as follows. Rabosai, when it comes to memory, human memory is Shvach. You forget things pretty quickly. Pretty quickly. How quickly? How quickly do we forget? Quickly. How quickly do we forget? You forget it 1 minute, right?
A year.
That's Pshat. A year. Who said it takes a year to forget? Where does it say so? Must be a source for it. It's a year to forget things. So I want to say pshat, since I tell you, I said we was talking a little about Parsha Zohar going any further. That's the pshat in Parsha Zohar. How do you know it's once a year? Zohar is Shalom Aleich, Lo Tishka. This Shabbos, we're going to name Parsha Zohar. But so some say it every day in the Siddur. But that's not a requirement. I believe the answer is, Rabbi Osai, and Pasha is even derived from this Zechira. You have a very powerful experience once a year. You remember a little bit till next year. A little bit, not so well, but a little bit. So once a year, you have to have matzah and korban pesach. Whoa! And through this, you remember kol yom echayecha. It's true to shemikra. Chazal darshan to say it every single day and every single night. But the pshuta shemikra is not that way. Says the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Nun Chesed Beis. Ein ameis mishtakeach min alev el yachas shneimas lachodesh. Shenemar, poskim tillin, nishkachti kemeis milev hayisi kiklei oved. Kli oved. This Gemara doesn't have the dots. In Tehillim, oh, I have Tehillim here. I can look it up myself. Should get it right, shouldn't we? Tehillim, Lamed Aleph. Tehillim, Lamed Aleph. Vishkachti, Kemeis, Vilev, Hoyisi, Kichli, Ovid. It was both wrong. It's a Shechirik with a Chaf, not a Kaf. So what's the word of year? How did the Gemara know? They have a Poskim Tillah, very nice. How you know by a Kli? That's a year. Anybody? Anybody? Oh, very good. In the Sept above a Metziah. In the Sept above a Metziah, we are taught that there is a halacha of Hashavas Aveda, a Roza for an Aveda, for three regalim. It says, Rashi, you stamp lacha yud beis chodesh, mishtakech min alev. The yish bailam lacha yud beis chodesh, per ele Metziah, stav chav chesem and alef. Mi shemot a kli o shum Metziah, chayav lahakwin sholosh regalim, Nimtza achar asukas toch lahamtin lahachas bepesach vatzeres v'chad and the yud beis chodesh v'shuv ein toch lahachas. Forget me. If you look at Masechta Moed Kot, you'll see, I'm not going into the details now, about remarrying. It's also a shiur of sholosh regalim. So here too, Rav Osa. The memory is sort of triggered that way. It depends upon your various things which happen during the year, you begin. Does it mean exactly 365 days? What do you say about that? Yes or no? Wait, 354 days? What do you say about that? Anybody know about that?
Shem is probably based on the months.
If you would have been required to read Parsha Zohar every 354 days, we passed it already. Why? Shana Mubaris. Some server talks about the possibility that Shana Mubaris have to have Kavan and Parsha Zohar and Kisei to the summer before. But no one does. It's not exactly. Otherwise, even if it would be Anonymous Barracks. This year, Parsha Zohar is Yud Gimel Adar. Last year, it's also Yud Gimel Adar. Okay, but there's also Sunday. But whatever it be, there could be years when it moves from Yud Aleph to. It could be Friday. So it could be what? It could be Ches. So 1 year it's Ches, and the next year it's Yud Gimel. So it's already, it's 5 days over. It's an approximation. It's done with the neurons, with science. Every year when events happen, it triggers memories, and when things pass by, it decreases your memory. Along those lines, I've also said. Perhaps it's a din d'oraisa, the source which is this din, this pasuk. The mantis v'chol yom echayecha. Yes, through the matzah, through the korban pesach, once a year, you remember a little bit. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayach. That's what I think is the pshat. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this takes us into Purim. We got a little bit to kind of the parsha. So a little bit, now Purim proper. Rabbi said this, we spoke about it very briefly on Hanukkah about this. So if you have a good memory, you'll maybe pick up some of these things. The Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Megillah has the following chiddush. I'm reading to you from the Shulchan Aruch. You all know, Rabbosai, we mentioned here at the beginning, that there is a concept of Afein Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes. It's found over here where? It's found over here with respect to Abrakosis. Okay? And it's found in other myths by Megillah and by Ner Chanukah. So Tosis says over here, She'afein Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes. It's an important Tosis. V'ilavai Taim Alo Hoyu Chayavos Sh'denoshim Pturus V'senim Angurama Afal Gav Di'abo Kosi Di'abon Ken Derayza Tikka. No difference between the Ramas and the Rises. So says Tosis over here. They would have been chayav on the level of the Rabbanan and came the Rises Tikkun. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tov Reish Pei Tes Hilchos Megillah. It's halacha lemaisa mamish. Noshim Machayim Mikra Megillah. V'yesh Omrim in Siv Beis Shenoshim Eina Motzias Es Ha'anoshim Rabbo Eid Im Isha Kor Liatzma Mevarechas Tishmo HaMegillah She'eina Chayavas Bekriya. Where does it come from? An amazing condition of the Ba'ad. Women Achayim in Shmiya, men Achayim in Kriya. And since you have to be Motzias, you have to be on the same level. A woman cannot be motzi a man. Where in heaven's name this come? What's this all about? Why can't the woman motzi a man? If you look at the Mikroi Kodesh, or Sifesa Frank, on Purim, he has three suggestions. Three suggestions as to why, what this means. One is, start from the Turi Evan. Turi Evan says, men are chayav, what we call me Divrei Kabbalah. What does Divrei Kabbalah mean? Divrei from Tanakh. In the Tanakh it says that what? That you have to read the Megillah. What does it say in Tanakh? Where does it say it? It says it somewhere. Vayamim ma'ele niskarim v'nasim. The Gemara Megillah derives from niskarim v'nasim that you have to read the Megillah. Fine. But women are only chayav and Rabbanon. Because I think our verse is that the Rabbanon is a chiyuv, and the Rabbanon is a lower level than Divrei Kabbalah. Therefore, a woman cannot read the Megillah for a man. Ad kan Turi Evan. Okay. The two other svaros which are given by later Achronim will say of the last century, very, very creative. Very creative. What are they? What are they? Anybody know? The Marcheshes says every time you read the Megillah, you're doing two mitzvahs. Megillah and Halah. How do you know? Megillah Daf Yudalet. Why is there no Halah? One of the reasons the Rambam quoted is what? Kriyasa Zuhi Lula. Says the Marcheshes, women are chayav in the Megillah. That's called Shmi. But they're not chayav in Halah. That's called Kriya. Likura Sahal. Therefore, they cannot be motzi the man because they're not chayav in all the aspects that the man is chayav in. Or Sameach. At the beginning of it, Megillah has a different part. He quotes the Chinuch. It says that a woman is potter from Zechira Samalek. It's all another tumul. A woman chayav in Parshat Zohar. It's a very famous tumul. The Chinuch says, No. So therefore, whenever we read the Megillah, we're fulfilling two things. Those are meh. Megillah. And what? Parsha Zohar. So the woman is chayav only in the Megillah, not in Parsha Zohar. So she came out to the man in the Parsha Zohar aspect. Where both of the creative rabbinic mind is, Baruch Hashem, very active. There's one problem with all three pshat. Yes, sir. Exactly. Very brilliant. What do they do with Shmi and Kriya? Do with Shmi and Kriya. But before I tell you my teretz, I was just yesterday. I never heard of it before. The Chelkas Yoav Orachayim Simon Lamed Vav. He doesn't understand. What's this story about Shmiya and Kriya? What's it based upon? The Wap Achidish. He says he quotes a Mir which I couldn't find. That, you know, there's a concept called Kfarim. Abel in the Megillah, Yidal if you beige again, they're going to be early. The women in the Kfarim is a pot. Mir? Why? Because B'nai Kfarim, he says, well, I'm a Ratzin. They didn't know anything. They couldn't read. They all had a Chiv of Shmir. And a Ben-Ir would read for them. And he read at night either, according to Iran. A lot of coolers. So the women didn't read in the Kfarim. The Miri caught Miri. I couldn't find the Miri. Why? But they don't come. There's women stay at home. They're not going to come to the ear. Take a long trip from the kfar to the ear. They will make them. And he says, therefore, shaper gam doshim enem chayav rak b'shmir gredo. Why? They should have been part of this mangarama. But you can't pass them after every also one days. But they didn't make them any more avid than b'nei kfarim. Because noshim are like b'nei kfarim. They're not b'kias to read. So B'nai Kfarim was only a Chiv of Shmir, he claims. And that's why a Ben Ir can be Motzi, even though the Ben Ir is not a Bar Chiyuva that day. Doesn't matter. Shmir is enough, even from a non-Bar Chiyuva, as long as there's certain details which he goes into in this amazing thing. This being the case, perhaps it would have been women of Chayiv and Shmir, because they didn't know how to read. So the Chazar war in Mechayim, that's the simplest possible answer. Balabatish, you'd say. But I want to give you my answer. My answer is based on Avnei Nezer. Shut Avnei Nezer Rabosai has the following Kiddush in Siman Tov Kuf Yud Aleph. I'm going to read you verbatim from an excerpt of what the Avnei Nezer says. Quote, Masha Shomea Ka'one Ein pirsum anes b'mashu kone. Kevan sheze en yudu alako. Shomea kone is the province of Lamdonim in this room. We know about it. You want to do an experiment? Motzi Shabbos, after the Megillah, stop 5 people on the way out. This year won't be hungry because they already ate on Shabbos. And say, did you fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah? They say, yes. How? I listened to the Balkarim. The law has answered the same way. How would you as a Lamdan's answer?
I read
the Megillah. To what principle? Shabbat Kohen. You have to read the Megillah, right? Amikra Megillah, that's the bracha, right? You have to read it. Shabbat Kohen. Only Lamdan knows this. The average person has never heard it. Doesn't know what it means. Continues the Avnei Nezer. Since Kriya Sam Megillah is going to pursue Menisa, it's only Shmir. He throws in Amalek. You know, it's a Chi of Kriya. Like that we said, I quoted you before from the Orsameh. It seems to me that this Avnei Nezer is half right, but can't be completely right. Half right in the sense, I think it's a very nice Svar. Pursue Menisa, by definition, quotes a Kesav Mishnah of Shavuos to prove it. Means it's mefursim, it's famous. Everybody can figure it out. Don't be a Talmud Chacham to figure it out. Everyone listen to me? That being the case, Pirsumei Nisa is only compatible with Shmiya and not with Kriya. Whereas he says, that's the Ikachi of Megillah. And this is some extra level of Kriya called Amalek. It can't be. If that would be the case, every single person should make a bracha. What? The Shema Megillah. Everybody. Man, woman, and child. How can it be? Especially at night, when there's no din of Amalek. Now it says something else. The Mikroi Kodesh and Simon Chavtes in Purim suggest a Chiddush Nifla. I don't think you ever meant that Allah Alamais in his wildest dreams, but it's there. I don't like to be to speak this under the rug. Quote all three interpretations that he quoted, namely, Divrei Kabbalah, Hallel, Amalek. It's arguable that at night a woman can read the Megillah from it. Why? At night it's only Divrei Sof, it's not only Divrei Rabbana. Hayom Amel is going on, only by Yom. At night there's no Hallel, there's no Shemesh Adavo. And at night there's no Amalek, Amalek is for Sunday by day. In my view, this position is untenable, meikir adin, as well as not a good thing to be done. For many reasons. When they first had the Megillah reading for women alone, many individuals, myself included, came out very strongly against it, for fear that the next thing you know, that the women will be reading for the men. Frankly, I thought it would take a few decades, maybe, for it to happen. But I was not sharp enough. In the sense of a few years, it already happened. And when it happened, when I first heard about it, I thought it must be at night. It must be Lamdana. They know about the Mikroi Kodesh. I found out, no, by day, the women read the Megillah for a man. You'll say it's 2 days in the Mechaba. They were lying the other day. There's no Masorah for this. There's nowhere in history has ever been a woman reading the Megillah for a man. And therefore, I'm opposed to that phenomena, as opposed to all those things which led up to that phenomena. In any event, but even at Bikur Adin, it's no good at night. Why? My pshat is as follows. Af hein hoyu ba'oso anes. Here's my key word for the whole sugya. It's mechayiv and the woman. I already told you. I gave it earlier this week. Only the presume nisa aspect of the mitzvah. I repeat, in the presume nisa aspect of the mitzvah. That's what I mean, af and hoyo, but also an ace. That and only that is the woman's obligation. She is not obligated in the core mitzvah. We now have a discussion with whenever the afen is mentioned, what is the core mitzvah and what is the presume nisa aspect. I mentioned to you what the Tosis talks about, perhaps other mitzvahs the woman should be chayiv in based upon afen hoyo also anes. So here in Pesachim, it's very, 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 very short, and you can't really tell. I asked you to see in the Maamar Kamis the Tosis in Masechta Megillah. Very, very, very important Tosis in Masechta Megillah on the Abdalot. It's rolled by Purim. That's why we're going to quote the Tosis presently. Here we go. Megillah Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. Sha'af Ein Hoyo Ba'oso Anes. Says Tosfos like this. Gavei Matzah Yesh Makshe. Lo Mali Akesha D'chol Sh'yesh Tadbuch Ba'al Tov Al Chometz. Yesh Tadbuchum Achol Matzah. We saw it in Afem Gimel. Teib Alei Mitan Shein Hoyo Ba'oso Anes. Two Terutzim give Tosfos. We ask this question ourselves. I spoke this out already earlier this week. Yesh Loma, the Mishumai Taima Lo Mechayv Lo Medirabbanan. That vacation. So what does Tosfos say in the first teretz? That what against Tosfos in the first teretz? That the principle of Av Fein Hoyo but also Anes applies to Mitzvahs Asay Midoraisa, but only on the level of the Rabban. So you have Matzah. Af and hoyo also an ace would work, but be mechayav women midrabbanan. The hedish mechayav them midaraisa. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Second teretz. And then the Yosef issue is shalayim teretz. This salka daitach the miftrei migzera shavu the tezvav the chagasukas. And that's the havamim. Sukkos. What is the second Teretz? So, doesn't necessarily agree to the first on its assumptions. It may hold, maybe it's in kind of the rice, you can't tell. Those is in Pesach and Afman Gimel Amid Beis also talks about this. It's quoted over here. Ben Gimel Amid Beis. Artos Nav Kuf Ches is very, very terse. Tosis Mem Gimel Amid Beis is the following. Which way do you go? Do you go this way? Do you go that way? Sukkah. Tosan Kuf Ches Amid Beis, as I said to you before, says very briefly, Ilavai Taima Lohavim Mechayavas Mishad Noshim Peturus Mitzvah Mangarama Afal Gav De Arbo Kosat Rabbonim Kein De Oraisa Tikkun. What does that mean? That the Peturim from all, well, again, it's too terse to make, it's too hard to know. Tosan Megillah is the Tosan you have to focus on. In any event, Rabbosai, my Rebbe quoted from his father, and I mentioned already, I found the Ikar Teretz in the Netziv, in its Chiddushim, Merom Esodem, Megillat Avdalet. No, there are two kinds of mitzvahs, Zechel Anes and Pirsum Anes. Pirsum Anes is a category unto itself. Pirsum Anisa, with many different halachas, which we will try to discuss one by one. And these mitzvahs, Rebbe Osai, are unique, women are chayv in them. But they're only chayv, Rabbi Osai, in the Pirsumei Nisa aspect. You're going to accuse me, Rabbi Osai, I don't blame you if you accuse me, of making a mountain out of a molehill. I took a Bahag, who says a word, half a word, when it comes to Megillah. You know what in the world he means, for either three shalom against me, three and a half, the Mechelkas Yehov. And I'm not only am I giving my own pshat, but I have the chutzpah to suggest that my pshat has relevance to Pesach. But the Bahag said nothing. Maybe even the Chanukah, the Bahag said nothing. Ah, chutzpah on my part. This is a bit of a chutzpah. But I found the Rav Yo like me. That's much less chutzpah. The Rav Yo is found, you can look it up, Simen Tov Kuf Samach Tes. He quotes the Bahag, and he writes the following amazing comment. Amazing comment. Listen carefully. Quotes the Bahag. But dakti him. Behold, I'm reading the Bahag Likin. Ishavare Madlegas Nechanika. But dakti Balachas Gedolos. Velo Pirish Bamidi. How did I like that? He said, I looked in the bag, I didn't find anything, as if he expected to find something about Arba Kursus and about Ner Chanukah, according to all the other Pshatim. Hallel, Dibre Kabbalah, Amalek, they don't know how to read. What does it do with these other things? No connection, living and dead. What's the harm of me is going to find something in the Bahag when it comes to Abakosis and when it comes to Ner Chanukah? According to my child, it's Kafta Mefarach. This is we will see momentarily, already much briefly already, when it comes to Abakosis, there are also Tzvei Dinim. There are also Tzvei Dinim, Rabbi Osai. A Din of Pirsume Nisa, a.k.a. Cherus, and the coordinate of Abakosis. I'd like you to all look in the Rif. Now, why the Rif and not the Gemara? Because they're different yourselves. If you don't have the Rif, look in the Ramba, who lifts it from the Rif, as usual. He covers from the Rif. You saw the Gemara already. If you finished the Ramba Koma, so I'm close to it. It's the Gemara Kuf Ches in the Beis. I'm standing showing the Gemara and showing it in the Rif. Now, both sides, please. It's found over here in the Rif. on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, my favorite page. Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. The very end. Last eight lines. Seven. Shasan Chai Yotza Yedei Dalakosos V'loyotze Decherus. Shasan V'masachas Yotza Decherus V'loyotze De'abakosos. What's this all about? I put on the Mamakamas the Brisker up on this Rambam. What does he say then? He says, Klar, there are Tzvei Dinin. This is Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes. What are the two Dinin? Arba Karsis means what we call Sida Broch Halakos. Like we have Kiddush Halakos. We have benching Halakos. The Ika Mitzvah is the Kiddush and the benching. That's to make Ika. When I make Kiddush Friday night, we spoke about the very beginning, back in Elul. But the coast is not Ma'ak. We saw the terraces in our Pesachim. Aliyah is the Rabbanon. Ikur is the words. Benching, Ikur is the words. The Yayin is the Rabbanon. So to the core mitzvah of all Arba Kosas is really the Amira. Kiddush, Haggadah, benching, and Halal, all arguably mitzvahs of Seder Daraisa. And the Chazal Metakein to accompany these four mitzvahs d'oraisa with a cup of wine. That's the mitzvah of abakosis. It's the core mitzvah. What's the presumenisa aspect of the mitzvah? What the Rambam calls cheirus. Cheirus means, I'm so free, I can drink all I want. At least drink wine, though, because they didn't have grapes. So it's like this. If I have wine which is chai, it's not good wine. So dalet kosam yotze. Without cheres, it's not good wine. It doesn't demonstrate freedom. If I carried, I go down four cups of wine. One, two, three, four. Woo, my cheres. I'm so high, man. But the full abacus is not. The same thing I've also is true of Ner Chanukah. We mentioned that. I don't know if you even spoke about Ner Chanukah. Who has a good memory? You spoke about Ner Chanukah? We did, of course. So I'll just read you a brief excerpt in Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Chanukah. There too, the Gemara says Beferish, the women are chayev in their, the Gemara's lashon in Isha Vadei Madlika. Why? Because Af Feinoyu Be'Oso Anes. So over here, in Hilchos Chanukah, there we go. This is in Tav Resh Ayin Hey, Mishnah Berurah Tes. Isha is Tfeilo La'anoshim. And she wants to make a bracha, she may. You know why? Like any other mitzvah say, she has mangrovah, if she wants, she can make a bracha. Any spider in the room? Do women make bracha for you on mitzvah say mangrovah? Chas v'sholom. Can a woman make a bracha on Ner Chanukah? What happens by you? Yeah, Bada. Not do it's about Grumman. Afin of Osa is. What are you talking about? The answer of Osa is again the same yourself. The same yourself of Osa. What's Mefursum? And then after Chana, you walk out, you fulfill the bits of Chana. Yeah, how'd you do it? I mean, how'd you do it? My father, my husband, lit the Chayachayach. What do you mean? That's how I did it. That's speaking like a not Talmud Chacham. How's a Talmud Chacham respond? Three words. Mitzvah Chanukah, what are three words? Nereshu Beis. That's not so famous. It's like Shomer Kohen. So what's the equivalent, Rav Osai, of Shmia, which is a woman's obligation? No, what is it? Re'iyah. There's an expression, Ein Adom Shmia Re'iyah, but there's some similarities. They're both passive. You hear and you see. Horoa and Ner Chanukah. What brother does he make? Anybody know? Shasa Nissen. Where do you find Shasa Nissen? Where else Shasa Nissen found? Where? Megillah. Why? Because Shasa Nissen is another litmus test of this unique category of Mitzvah Pesumenisa. Mitzvah Pesumenisa are accompanied by a bracha Shasa Nissen to indicate that the Mitzvah Pesumenisa. But if we're right, the Pesumenisa is the Shmiah by the Megillah and the Re'iyah by the Ner Chanukah. So a woman's only tafel, she shouldn't really make a bracha, as the Mishnah Berurah implies. Answer me an obvious question. Why is a no-shas a nisim by Abba Kaisis? What's the answer? There is. I brought in my siddur. That's why I had the tillim today. I brought in the siddur because of Yotrus the Shabbos Hagol, like you talked to you about. We hardly ever looked inside. Yotrus the Shabbos Hagol. Those who want to look it up and later on in the Hot Scroll Hebrew Siddur, we'll find it over here. It starts with Aleph Beitz. From Aleph to Tuf. Aleph to Tuf is fundamentally about Chometz, the negatives. The second half, which is Rosh HaTevis, Yosef HaKotan Bar Shmuel Chazak, this is the Rirosa Tuvela, is about the positives. So it goes Yosef HaKotan Bar, the ratio of Bar. Only one ratio. And we read you the three phrases. First, Rishon Mevarech Alayayim. What does that mean? What does it mean? What do the words mean? They borrow for a gafan on Kiddush. V'chakach Kiddush Uzman. What does it mean? Kiddush and what else? Shachianu Uzman is that. V'eino Omer Neis Adayin. What's bothering this Godel? What doesn't he say? Just an issue. Give an answer. Shetzarach la'omro bo agoda. V'roy l'chof lo ayin. You say Shasunisa by the Haggadah, and you don't want to say it twice. What? What? Where? Who? Shasunisa by the Haggadah? What does he mean? What does he obviously mean? Nu? Asher Golanu. That's a Shasunisa squared. Much more lengthy, much more explicit. So my Rebbe would always quote this, saying that there is a Shasunisa by Abba Kosis. You should have said it right smack there by the first cup. But you don't want to say it twice. Before she heard the Shabbos said gone. This should be shown. It's not some poet. Joseph Tavel was in the Gedolia Rishon. So we were now, Rabbi says, seeing if our interpretation is correct, that there are Tzvei Dinim in all of these three. When you find the Farish in the Gemara, the aspect of Afen Oresones. The core mitzvah, presuming this aspect. I already added to your order this week by Haseba, the same thing. Because the Rambam puts Haseba and Abbas in the same breath. They're both demonstrations of Cheres. Cheres is presuminisa. We said a woman is chayv only in the presuminisa aspect of Haseba, and not the Zechlanes aspect of Haseba, which is derived from the Ben Mishraba, which applies to an Ani B'Yisrael, even though he. It's not that a chayr, it doesn't matter. It's chayr and it's echel and ace. But a woman's not. That's what he said in Talmud HaRashba yesterday, yes.
Is it the Shulchan Aruch or the Mishnah Berurah who says women can make a bracha on their Hanukkah if they want to?
Because even though it's Mangarama, the Mishnah Berurah.
So it's not necessarily a raya then that even though. Meaning, Rebbe said that this is only according to the Minhag Ashkenazi, but according to the Sfarim it wouldn't work. So it's a raya that is different. But if the Mishnah Berurah is giving Pesach for Ashkenazim, then it's not necessarily a raya that the Ner Chanukah is different.
Okay, we're not on Hichos Chanukah now. Okay. But the Ramah did say that a woman makes a bracha l'shma on the Gil. That he did say. That he did say. Moshe Ramah. Fine. Rabosa. This being the case, I'm going to give you one more nafkamina, a chiddush pshat in the Gemara, Masechta the Megillah. So you all have to say Torah by Purim. Rabbi said you will all be called upon to say Purim Torah. They want to say shtus. Say real Purim Torah. Torah is emes on Purim. Like what I just told you now, pshat in the Bahag. It's on mitzvah shel Torah. Fits in with the Rav Yah. You can tell the other four of Shatim too. Fine, I have no monopoly on pshat. I just think that five pshat is what I'm going to do. But the other pshat, we're all good pshat. Say it over. You can spend a lot of time talking over Shabbos, over Purim. Purim is a Kabbalah Satorah, Abbas. Kibu Vekibu Vayudin. Kabbalah Satorah. Speaking of Kabbalah Satorah, the importance of Talmud Torah, the Gemara has a Masechta the Megillah of Gimel and Aleph. Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Ubar the Shema, Mikra Megillah. Great Gemara. Guess me a kasha.
What's the little Talmud Torah?
What? The Megillah is not Talmud Torah? The Rashash asked the kash. On that Gimel Amar Aleph. More than that, you mevalel Talmud Torah for every mitzvah. More about cutting off tests. Any mitzvah overes, you have to close the Gemara and then you have shofar and you have to have to do. Take a lulav. What's the chiddush of here? The Ritva asks this question, and the Ritva answers a nupsha. Ubayin means you waste time going to shul. Here, but see. About it, you have to close your Gemara in the Megillah. We heard it at home. No boy. The Bittul Torah is the 10 minutes to walk the shul. Which one? I didn't make it up. Which one? Megillah, that Gimel says Amshah. But according to the simple Shah, not a boy on the Megillah itself, it's still Shver. It's obvious. More than that, there's a Shver Rambam on both sides. A Shver Rambam, really Shver. In Hilchos Megillah, Rabosai. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Can't get earlier than that. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. That's your arm like this. Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah. Fine. Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishmoa. Didn't say Ubon. Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Okay, so far it's one of the Gemara. Then he says, Kavachomer Lishar Mitzvah Shel Torah Shekulin Nitchin Mipnei Mikra Megillah. Somehow Megillah is more important than other mitzvahs in the Torah. How can that be? Megillah is a Din Derabbanan. More than that. Other mitzvahs of the Torah are more chamur than Talmud Torah. You know, Rabbi, you ever learn inequalities in math? You know, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. They still teach that in school? Yeah? Still teach Baruch Hashem. The new math hasn't taken everything out. Okay. What did Rambam say? Talmud Torah, Megillah outweighs Talmud Torah. Certainly, it outweighs other mitzvahs of Torah. That implies that Talmud Torah outweighs other mitzvahs. It's not true. Other mitzvahs outweigh Talmud Torah. The whole inequality falls apart. The Evan and Ozil is kasha on the spot. Shverim.
Isn't he just using the logic of which goes Megillah, Talmud Torah, and Talmud Torah, and other
mitzvahs? It's true. But it has to make sense too.
Do more procedure.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it starts to make sense too. We'll come to the Gemara. Here's the answer about Sai. The Rashash gives another answer. Aside from the answer about taking the walk to shul, I think the correct answer is as follows. I quote the Rashash verbatim. Go to Rav Shalom Edim Talmidim. Behem Kroshamu Mikra Megillah. Talmidim already heard the Megillah, and the Rebbe did not hear the Megillah yet. Right. So the reality of life is that the Rebbe goes to hear the Megillah, even though in theory the boy's going to keep learning. Yeah, of course. They're going to learn about Smother, but the Rebbe's going to hear the Megillah. Come on. The Rebbe goes to hear the Megillah, even though he's batlo at Talmidim, not present company excluded, of course. Chas v'shalom, present company. Little kids. What does that mean, Rabosai? We're talking here in the Gemara about Bittul Torah the Rabbin, or Talmud Torah the Rabbin, Rabosai. Talmud Torah the Rabbin, you're not mevatlo for any other mitzvah, except for Mikra Megillah. Gemara brachos in Gimel. What did Rebbe do? He read up so one pasuk Shema, and he covered his eyes, and his middle of saying a sheet. The Rosh has in Perek Beis, Simon Gimel. Why didn't he stop to read the entire Shema? You know what he answered? He's Lomit Torah for Rabin, it's Pata. It's quoted in Ramah. Kuv Vav Sif Gimel. That's by Shabbos. Mikra Megillah is unique. Now we understand very well. Rambam talking about the Rabin, based on the Lecha Mishnah over here. Talmud Torah the Rabin. Talmud Torah, now we understand very well. Mevat Talmud Torah Lishmar, even Talmud the Rabbim, to the Megillah. Kavachom of the Shamitzes and Torah, which are weaker. Why? Because Talmud Torah beats them out. This is Meridik Teretz. How old is Teretz? Answers all the kashas. Ever got it? We answered. They didn't catch it. Oh, Hashem. So now, Rabbosai, let's analyze this category. Mitzvah Pesuminis. Number one, Nafkamina, the Docha Talmud Torah, the Rabbah. That's up shot in this Rambam and this Gemara, Nafkim. Number two, women of Chayef. Having those weddings. Number three, they want a bracha. What bracha? Come on, what bracha?
Chosanis.
Ready? Three Nafkaminas. Number four, Rabbosai. Who can tell me number four? We had it in the Mishnah itself. In the Mishnah, we had it.
Ani
should be Israel. Ani should be Israel. Why? You all know the Gemara. You're not required to spend more than 1/5 of your money. So I'm potter, I'm potter. Why should the Gabbai give me money for my Arba Kaisis? I'm potter. Moreover, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. We're reading it to you. Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam writes, Afilu Eino Mayochel Menatztaka Shoal Omochel Ksuso Velokeach Shem Menares Umadu. Where do you get it from? It says the Magad Mishnah. Where he got it from Afilu Onish of Yisrael L'yitkos Midal Kos Shem Pirsum Enisa. Here too also Pirsum Enisa. So it's that fourth Nafkamin. Chazer the four Nafkaminis. As opposed to all Mitzvahs D'Oraisa. Isn't that ironic? He's a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. But what do they have? What do they have? No, let's chazer again. The Mabal Tamator of the Rabbin, women Achayev, they require their own bracha shosanisim. You got to spend more than 1/5 of your money. Or to collect from tzedakah. Amazing. That being the case of Rosai, you would have to spend more than 1/5 of your money for Arba Kaisis, as well as for Ner Chanukah, as well as for Megillah. Let's say, for example, somebody finds himself there's no Megillah, and the only way is to get on an airplane to go to a place where you can hear the Megillah. It costs a lot of money, more than 1/5 of what he has. Chayim! Wow. Expensive Kiddush, I'm saying. Expensive Kiddush. Maybe should make sure they stay in a place where there are people who don't read the Megillah all the time. They get airplanes. Yes.
We spoke earlier that there might be a distinction between the Kriya at night and the Kriya in the morning, so would a person be obligated to, I don't know, it's very hypothetical, but there's a Kriya Shalal in one place and a Kriya Shalayom in the other.
I think you have to do both, presumably. That's what I would say. Women are chayav at night too. Rabbosai, I have one final nafkamina in Hilchos Pesach. Open up, please, your Mishnah Berurah. It's in the top ayin bay sifyut. Top ayin bay sifyut. It's right here. Put it one page. Mi she'eino shosayayin mishemaziko osono. Sorech libchok atzma v'lishtos l'kayim mitzvahs arbakas. Based on the Gemara, Masech and the Dorah, Mem Testament base. Had a headache till Shavuos. The Mikroi Kohen has a Shaila. I am required to get sick to fulfill mitzvahs. Of course, the Mefurish Gemara, the answer is yes. No! It's not a Mefurish Gemara. It's yes when it comes to Abacosis. So Abacosis is like, is one of the submissions. Just as you give up, as you're required to give up more than 1/5 of your money for the mitzvah, you have to give up a little bit of health for the mitzvah. Not the koch nefesh, obviously. Wow. You've created a whole new category. A new category of presumers with 5 nafkaminas, Rabbi. Say 5. Yes.
Is that contradicting payers at all if you're getting sick?
That's a good question. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah writes over here, if you take a look. The Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, Sif Yud, mean mitzdar v'kol b'rosho, not get sick, not even yipol the mishka. Why? Shar tzion in beis, can't really push it, and the derech eres. It's sick to lie in bed, it's not derech eres. It's a little sick, you get a little bit of a headache, still considered derech eres. Okay? That's what he says. Adka. 5 nafkamis. Rav Osa, I have a following question. This is the question of the end of all questions. Where did all this come from? We just learned in Tosfos Kuf Ches Amud Beis, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken D'Oraisa. We had it back in Kol Shav, if you recall, in the Gemara. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Ken D'Oraisa Tikkun. Where did Chazal get this mitzvah from? This concept from? A presume nisah mitzvah. Where did it come from? Out of clear blue sky. Yeah, they created a whole team. Dream team. Arba Kursus, Ner Chanukah, Megillah. And the Rambam threw in, we think, Haseb into the mix. So he compared it to Arba Kursus. Where did it come from? Question number one. Question number two. I asked you to see the Sefer HaChinuch, particularly the last part of Simchat Chafal. Where the Sefer HaChinuch writes, V'nohages bizkarim v'nekevus. In Chassidim, because all kinds of alarm bells go off. Dover zech chidish gadol etzli. Lama tiyem noheges mitzvah v'nashim. Kevin avi mitzvah zasei shazman gurama v'nashim pituris. Yeah, by matzah is it yachayev? Is it gemar mem gilam and beitz? Lama tzos is ever shum mokum. Not only that, you look on the Rambam. Perigud beiz and ilchus akum. Aloha gimel. He rattles off the mitzvah cessations of Angroma, the women of Chayef. Five! Who knows what the five are?
Matzah,
Kiddush, okay. Hakel, very good. Shabbos. Kiddush. That same thing. Lavender Lotus says. Yeah? Anybody else? Three so far. Kiddush, Matzah, and Hakel. Korban Pesach. This will be very relevant. Pasuk Noshim Berishon Chova. And the final one is Simcha. Simcha's Yom. Machlok is what it says. Simcha myself, or Il Shabbat Masamcha. I said she's Chayav herself in Simcha. Five! What is omitted, Rabosa? What's omitted? Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim. In the Chinuch dare go against the Rambam?
Yes,
he could. He's known to do it in the past, but that's the second kash. I want to make the following Chiddush Nifla. Kushyo Achas Meturetzis Pacharata. We asked two kashes. What are the two kashes that we asked? Rabbi, what are the two kashes we asked? Number one, how did Chazal make up a new category out of nowhere? Called Pesumenis. Number two, how the Chinuch know the women of Chayev in Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Answer to both questions. Yes, there's a Doraisa paradigm for Pesumenisa. You know what it's called? You got it. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the original mitzvah Pesumenisa Midoraisa, upon which all of the Pesumenisa Rabbanas are based. Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun. So the Chinuch said, it must be the woman of Chayev. It must be. Because after all, that's all you sold of Afin, Arboso, and Ace. And Chazal, and their three examples of Chanukah, Megillah, and Abakos, got it from here. That's where they got it from. I bring you a raya, Bosai, from my Rebbe's explanation. What did my Rebbe say? Yeah, a bracha shasunisin. What is it really? Asher ge'olonu. Wait a minute. Asher ge'olonu is not on Abakos. Asher ge'olonu is on the mitzvah Agadah. What's the answer, Bosai? The answer is what? That Sha'asa Nisim should really be on the first cup of all our four cups. It's postponed until Asher Ge'olonu. Why? Because the bracha is really said in the midst of Sim B'Sis Mitzrayim Doraisa. What's the connection to Abakarsis? No. It's a bracha on the midst of Pesumenisa. Sivrisham is the ultimate pursuit of Nisa. And he should have said Shasisim on the Haggadah. You postpone it till Gal Yisrael. It's a better bracha, more comprehensive. Amazing. We had mentioned earlier, I read you the Tosfos in the Megillat Avdalah and Alf. What did Tosfos say? In the second terrace. That Af and Hoya Bosanes applies to Matzah. Applies to Matzah. Only Hava Mina is derived from Sukkah. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, you see in the second terrace of Tosfos himself in the Megillat Avdalah, that Af and Hoya Bosanes applies to Daraisas. It would have applied to matzah or not for the mirror of Sukkah. My rabbi limited it to what? Like his great grandfather the Tziv, to pursue my nisa mitzvahs. Tosfos extends it to what we call zeichel nes mitzvahs. But the yisod is the same. It works on the level of daraisa. Now I'm going to read to you from the Birkei Yosef. We had him earlier, remember the other this week? The Chida. Simen Tov, Ayin, Gimel, Rabbosai. Siv Koton Tesvov. Tov Ayin Gimel. You look it up yourself later. Siv Koton Tesvov. What's the Marami Wittenberg? Maram clearly learns that the din of Af and Hoyo but also Anes applies to mitzvahs I say Doraisa b'Doraisa. Not like Tosfos Megillat Avdalah said applies to mitzvahs I say Doraisa b'Derabon, but it applies even to mitzvahs I say Doraisa b'Doraisa. He wants to know women are chayav in Kiddush. Why is Af and Hoyo but also Anes? Wow. Therefore, says the Birkei Yosef, comes out the women are chayim in the Haggadah midoraisa. What Haggadah? Where Haggadah? Who Haggadah? Haggadah is Afen Hoyo v'Oso Anes. That presumably is the paradigm. Wow. In my view, it's the source. The Birkei Yosef doesn't say it that way. From his word, he has the impression of some external source, whatever the source is, a svara or some source somewhere in Shas and Chumash, that's Machayev also Anes. He suggests over here the possibility that it's limited to Mitzvah Derabbanan. Why? Should have said Adarabba. It applies to see Mitzvah Derabbanan as the paradigm. Okay, so if I'm right, I'm right. The source, the paradigm, is simply Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we know the women are chayev because we know it from the derivatives. If they're chayev and the derivatives, namely Abba Kaisis Megillah and Echanik, Kavachol and the Av, which is simply Yetzias Mitzrayim. But no one else agrees. But even if you agree with me, you have to have a source. Like I told you before, yesterday, Gemara, right? You said very well in the Megillah of Gemara, given with all the Kamachamas, that's your source. So what is the source? So I asked you to see in the Kamachamas the Cheshek Shlomo. Please open up to the Cheshek Shlomo, Kuf Tezayin on the base, which is on the Kamachamas. Please open up Cheshek Shlomo, Kuf Tezayin on the base. If you don't mind, give a look. Kuf Tezayin on the base of Cheshek Shlomo. So the Kodesh Mepharshim. We'll take a brief excerpt to save time. The top of column 3 on page Nun Hey in the Yalk of Mepharshim HaKodesh. We'll do a different Gemara. It's the first Cheshek Shlomo, the only one I believe on Kuf Tezayin on the base, towards the very end. Ayin Birkei Yosef, uvchayodom, derichu bezeharbe, inoshim chayovin bamiris hagadom, because uponim lekan ulekan, with your nizdaiti nire, Rabbosai, The Yeshlum Mehek Keshet Achkra, the Chayavan Torah, for the Yolef Hashas Mem Gimel, Mehek Keshet and Mitzvah Sasei Dachilas Matzah. What does that mean? Take us, go back further, Rabbi Osai, in the Cheshek Shlom. Look what he says. Hamamina de Chayav Mishad Iskish Bechad Kro Lachilas Chomets. The Ksiv Zohar Sayom Azeh Sheyetzosim in Mitzrayim Umineinachlim in Mechil to the Parshas Bo the Mitzvah Sasei the Samaritans in Mitzrayim Belel Tetzvo Rambam Perek Ches Tehil Chomets Umisayim the same for the Kroh the same Pasuk Velo Yeochel Chomets Hamamina Kol Yeshlim about Tochel Chomets Yeshlim Zohar Sayom Azeh. Vacation, the Chayom and Mamir Sagada. You would have said some Angorama. Tam, Af, and also Anais. Lo Mahani Rak was Mitzvah Rabbonon. As Tosa says, not Kuf Chesim and Beis Sha'af. Again, Tosa Sha'af is very terse. If you understand Tosa Sha'af, read it one more time. It's all this one line. Bilav Aitaima Lo Hoyo Chayobas Mishim the Noshim Peturus Mitzvah Sassation to Mangorama. Afalgav, the Abba, Kosef, the Rabbonah, came to the rights of Tikkun. Whatever it is, he says it means that. So we have a source of Osai, a Hekesh. In the state of O'adna Ba'alokha, he has a very fundamental question. What do you think it is? Anybody? Ein Adam Don Hekesh Me'atzmo. You make up your own Hekesh, are you a Tana? Tanoi didn't make a hekesh. They're both saying, we're going to start making hekesh on our own, we'll be mamish purim Torah. It's purim Torah, yeah?
I mean, doesn't, for example, like, Rabbeinu Gershon say that, like, he has, like, a hekesh for a tachanun on Tu Bishvat?
Kiyod Meit Tetzada?
I don't remember the...
These are all just a smach, it's not for real. A lot of hekesh that people make up, they don't really mean for real. You know, they'll tell you, you know where talis to get married, it says what? Kedino tatalach yichish ish isha. That's for real. There may be other reasons, that's not for real. That's just, that's machtos v'alma. You make up your own hekesh, you can't do that. That's from Zevin's question, v'anam halacha, ketz hecheshek shlom. So the answer has to be, he didn't make it up on his own. He got it from Shas. Got it from Shas. Women are chayim pesum and isim. Af and obos and eis. Must be came the rights of tikkun. So there's a remez in Shas that women are chayim pesum and isim. Doesn't say where. The cheshek shalom said, well, maybe it's from this hekesh. Not that I made it up. Chazal must have had it because they have it in the Gemara. That has to be the answer to that question. Still a little bit of doch. Not only that, Rabbi Osai. It can't help according to the Sefer Hachim. Why?
It would make them fully obligated.
No. You know why? Because the Rambam quotes the Chinuch quotes the Pasuk. Shenemar Vigata Lebincha. What Pasuk does the Chinuch omit? Omit. Rambam's Pasuk. He quotes the Rambam's Pasuk all the time. Zachar Sayom Azeh. Why did he omit it? Explains the Minchas Chinuch. You know why? Why? Because Zohar refers to the everyday mitzvah. You can only quote Vigata Lebincha. So if Zohar refers to the everyday mitzvah, it's impossible to make a hekesh by the Lo Yochel Chometz. Nothing to do with the once a year mitzvah and Seder night. Hey. So it's still going to be a little bit difficult. So the Minchas Chinuch is something wild. The Rambam in Perek Zayin says, "Shenema zochas yom hazeh, v'nema zochas yom haShabbos l'katsha." What a mystifying Rambam! Zochas yom haShabbos l'katsha? What's doing anything? Based on the Medrash. On a simple level, it's telling Pshuto Shemikra. The word Zachar is a commandment. Even though it has a comment. It doesn't say Zachar, it's a Zachar. Here a commandment, there a commandment. That's the simplest shot of all. So the Michas Chinuch suggests that just like Rabosai, just like women Achayim and Zachar, Hekesh Neshama, so the Achayim and Sifri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Come on. The Chinuch never mentioned it, and the Chinuch can't possibly hold from it. Why? Because I told you before, Zachar refers to what according to the Chinuch? The everyday mitzvah, not the unique mitzvah of Sedana. We're stuck. Two strikes. The Hekesh, the Hekesh of Shlomo, Zohar, the Hashem of Zakacha. Both don't sound exactly right. So the stipler has a piece upon this. I'm not sure it's printed in his Sefer HaPesachim proper. It's in his, the old Likutim. I'm not sure it was reprinted. So Chelek Yud. He put out 10 buyers before he went on the Sefer. It's all of the Shas. Simon Nun Hei. You know where it comes from? Of a Furush of Gemara, Sochim Lamed Vavah Manal. We learned it together. What is it? Who remembers? I'll give you a hint. Lechem Oni. What's more Darshan? Lechem She'onim Olav. Shabaram Harbeh. It's a disciple of. It's women Achayim and Matzah. And Matzah is described as on the Baram Harbeh. Must be women Achayim and Baram Harbeh.
There are many other opinions on what Lechem means.
True. That's what he says. Women are chayav in matzah, the chayav in Sipri Sitran as well. The Bosai, there's a big machlok, there's one shir ends today. It ends at 1, 105, 130. I couldn't get clear. I called by Reese, it wasn't there. I'm not exactly clear. But I made a decision. We're going to stop the halacha shir now, in case people want to leave, or make a nice marriage, something, question what's going on exactly over there. Feel free. But since not everyone's going there, and we said before that Middle Torah, the Rabbi, the Rebbe stops the Shia. So I want to talk a little bit about the Musar of Purim. And we'll continue to be better on Monday when I expect everybody to come in sober. Sober. In my opinion, it's also to get drunk on Purim. This is the first Bar Musar of Purim. It's also to get drunk on Purim. The Adliyot, according to the Minhag HaRama, which we follow, is to fall asleep. He said, Mefurash Ramah. Yes, you should drink a cup of wine on Purim when you get home from shul in the morning. Not night, nothing. Chas Hashem at night, nothing. You get home from shul in the morning, take a cup of wine. What? But night? We don't pass it that way. There is a something about Ribui by night, but Ribui means Ribui in eating, not in drinking.